Hello everybody, welcome to your yogic sleep guided meditation. Welcome to your yoga nidra practice today to help alleviate, lessen physical, mental, and emotional tension, all caused from stress. This practice can also help alleviate insomnia, lower blood pressure, along with so many other healing benefits. And I find yoga nidra is particularly helpful for creating what we've all heard before, a sankalpa, the yogic version of our deepest heart's desire, or a vow to our highest truth, highest self. And traditionally, this practice is done laying down on your back, using any and all props and supports to ensure that you are as comfortable as possible. Of course, if laying down isn't accessible, if it doesn't make sense today, you can always feel free to remain seated or find a side lying position, anything that allows you to feel comfortable, supported, and relaxed during today's meditation. Yes, generally speaking, most do find it helpful to be laying down in that supported position. So I'll guide us down now, and you simply take and utilize whatever cues you would like. You can leave the rest behind. So laying down, propping up the knees, the back of the head, maybe even tail, backs of hands or heels, a blanket to go on top of you, maybe a rolled towel under the neck, eye covering of any sort, crystal stones, legs wide, hip width distance, maybe a bit wider. Heels root, let the toes flop open. Arms are down and out to the sides, away from the body. Shoulders down, palms up or down. Fingers curled and relaxed. Scoop your pelvis, ankle the tailbone down. Close that window between the hips and the bottom ribs. Connect the whole spine, the whole back with the ground. As you do, find more length in the spine with the gentle, subtle tuck of your chin. Let your head be heavy. Unhinge jaw, maybe make some space between the teeth as the tongue relaxes. Cheeks soften. Feel the eyeballs sink down and back behind closed lids, sinking down towards brain. Even the muscle of the brain relaxing as it sinks down to back of skull. Whole head dripping down. A smoothing, an ironing out, a decreasing through eyebrow center, eyebrows into temples. Smooth out the skin of the forehead, defurrow the brow. And feel a release through the hairline, the scalp, the hair follicles, the whole head, the whole face, neck, shoulders, chest, arms, torso, abdomen, pelvis, glutes, legs, feet to toe tips, fingertips. Relaxed. Feel that. Land here. If there's any little adjustments that need to be made, listen and respond. Little shifts, wiggles and squiggles encouraged here. Take a deep belly breath in through your nose. Through the mouth, a big sigh, huge release, empty out. Yes, just like that. Again, through the nose, a huge, intentional, nourishing belly breath in. Fill every nook, every cranny with air. Keep going. and through the mouth, huge release, huge softening, a letting go. Last one here, big belly breath in, allow for that opening, that expansion, keep going. Exhale, reel the body back in as you empty out. Welcome to your practice. Feel the body as it is, the weight on the surface below you, those points of contact, whether it's with mattress, mat, floor, pillow, or prop. Feel that connection. Feel where you are held. And sense the shape, the outline of your body. Perhaps behind closed eyes, visualizing your clothes, your props, that surface below you, not just feeling it, but seeing it in your mind's eye. And see the room that you're in, the furniture, windows and walls, floor and ceiling. And again, sensing the space that you take up, the weight, the shape of your body, the energy of your body in the energy of this room. Become aware of temperatures, cool and warm, textures, weight of textures, and becoming aware of sound, near and far, internal and external, just pausing to take note of sound. And again, through the nose, fill every nook and cranny, huge breath into the belly. Keep going steady in and hold at the top for 5, 4, 3, stay soft in body and mind, 2, 1, biggest sigh, let go. And from here, we might as well continue with a simple intention to let go. So on your natural inhale, inhale and mentally repeat, let. On the exhale, mentally saying, go. A few times, your own cadence, your own breaths, inhaling, feeling, sensing, repeating mentally, let. Exhaling the word go. Let go. Breath and mantra now. A few times on your own. Simply continuing to listen to the sound of my voice, connect with my vibe as we flow through a body scan. Body remains completely still. Simply allow your awareness to move, to flow through you, touching down on each point as it's named. Today we start at the focal point of our heart. Draw awareness to your heart center. Feel your heart. And drawing awareness to the whole body. Again, simply sensing the whole body. Drawing awareness to the left side of the body. And then the right side of the body. And then coming back to the focal point, to heart center. From the heart center, draw your awareness to the right shoulder, down the right arm to the elbow, down the forearm to the right wrist, the top of the hand and the palm of the hand, the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, and coming back to the heart center. From the heart, drawing awareness to the left shoulder, down the left arm to the elbow, down forearm to the wrist, top of left hand, palm of the hand, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, journeying back to the heart space, drawing awareness to the right rib cage, the right waist, right hip bone, down the right thigh to the knee, and sliding down the right lower leg into the ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, pinky toe. Drawing the awareness back to the focal point, heart space, and over and in to the casing of the left ribs, the left waist, to the left hip bone, down through thigh to the knee. Awareness slides down lower leg into the ankle joint, left heel, top of the left foot, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and pinky toe. Drawing the awareness once again back to the heart center, and now up into the throat, back of the neck, traveling up back of the head to the right side of the head, left side of the head, to the front of the whole face, drawing awareness to the center of the chin, through the jaw, the lower lip, upper lip, tip of the nose, the right nostril, left nostril, sliding up the bridge of the nose, the whole nose, sensing right cheek, left cheek, right eye, left eye, eyebrow center, up into the forehead, hairline, and finally the very top, the crown of the head. And now finding the awareness hovering just above the crown of the head, breathing here. Awareness hovers just above crown for a moment, breathing here and remembering, let go. Drawing awareness to your whole body, left side of the body, the right side of your body, and back to heart center. Begin to notice your breath at heart center. And I want you to place a color of your choice, at and in your heart space. And on your next inhale, see that color brighten at your heart. On the exhale, see that color expand outside of your heart, filling your whole body. Again, on the inhale, see that color brighten, become vibrant at your heart. On exhale, color expands out from the heart through whole body, even outside of the body. Inhaling, color brightens. Exhaling, color expands, filling the whole space, whole room that you are in. Continuing to listen to my voice, stay connected to the vibe as we move through polar opposites of sensation, where we hold space for both. Begin by feeling heaviness in the body, and then noticing sensations of lightness in the body. Again, notice heaviness, feel it in the body. And then notice lightness in the body. And then moving to feeling coolness, cold in the body. To sensations of warmth and heat, the body hot, warm. Once again, sensations of coolness, cold. To sensations of warmth and heat. And then noticing sensations of contraction or tension in the body. And then becoming aware of its opposite, expansion, space, or ease in the body. Again, noticing contraction or tension in the body. And now noticing expansion or ease. Release all of those opposites. Continue to listen to my voice as we move through opposites of feeling Again, simply holding space for both. Notice feelings of worry. Where and how do you feel worry in the body? Notice feelings of peace. Peace in the body. Again, noticing feelings of worry. Now the experience of peace. Notice feelings of frustration. Can you feel frustrated? Let it go and noticing feelings of calm. Calm in the body. Feelings of frustration. And feelings of calm. Now notice feelings of fear. Where does fear live in your body? And noticing the opposite, the feeling of love. Feel fear. Now feel love. On exhale, releasing all opposites, all experiences, continuing to hold on to my voice as I call out different images. And try not to think about them for too long. Just allow for whatever pops up in the mind to do just that, spontaneously and effortlessly. Create an image in your mind's eye of a bright, radiating sun. A purple flower blooming, morning birds singing, your smile, the smile of a loved one, powerful ocean waves, snowflakes falling, a quiet path in the woods. A full blue moon. Your inhale and exhale. Your heart beating, helping someone in need, receiving help from someone. Your reflection in a still lake. Now choose any one of those images that stuck with you. Hold it in your mind as you breathe in and out. Now place that image on a screen in front of you. See it as an audience member looking at a screen, gazing at that image, the image that chose you. Now choose one word of how that image makes you feel. Whatever pops up in the mind, and say that feeling three times to yourself mentally now. No judgment, no analysis. Offer that feeling out into the world. again, holding that image in your mind, placing it on a screen in front of you, saying that feeling word from the image 3 times, acknowledging your heart's deepest desire, a peekaboo of your personal Sankalpa. Finally, take that feeling word and place it somewhere in the sentence, some way in the sentence of I am. Placing your feeling word after your I am. Create your spontaneous, intuitive, heartfelt desire, your Sankalpa. And now, repeat it with faith, with conviction, with gratitude and passion. 3 more times. 3 times from the heart. Allow this I am statement to carry you through your day, your night, to allow you to explore deeper within yourself, taking your yoga nidra practice out into the world, to every person you encounter, every situation, everywhere you go. Always remembering, I am. It has been an honor to guide you through this practice into yourself. Perhaps you will write it down, place it on your fridge, maybe draw it out, writing it out in a journal, or simply allowing it to be a seed planted in your heart, blossoming throughout. You can stay just as you are, drifting into sleep, slumber, or quiet reflection, stillness. Maybe you start to deepen, lengthen the breath, find some movement in the body, little stretches, wiggles, squiggles, smiles, laughs. Set the tone. Create some positive momentum. You can stay on your back, hug the knees in, give yourself a squeeze, a little rock, a little roll. Maybe you come to the fetal position on one side, your favorite side. Maybe you come to your belly, find the cool side to your pillow, or eyes closed throughout, come to a seat. Pause. Breathe. Continue to let go and invite in I am. You are more powerful than you know. And with hands at my heart center, I bow to you. I am grateful for you. I love you. Here with you always, supporting you always. This practice for uncovering your Sankalpa is now complete. Namaste, my friends.